Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Imagine if every decision you made today could change the course of your life tomorrow. What decisions would you make differently? What choices would you make differently? I'm Russ Rogers, and I want to say thank you for the opportunity, Jose Escobar, for Christine, for all of your hard work behind, for CLA, Connected Leaders Academy, and everybody that's involved today, all 25 speakers. What an amazing opportunity to come to the Awaken Summit and to share everything that we have with inside of us to impact people today who are listening, to impact people later who are going to hear this, to see the words in the book is going to be exciting. My message today came to me right after I was asked, what is my title for this Awaken Summit? I pondered for a couple of days, and then I realized that my decision for this title of this message not only started several months ago, but actually started 2 years ago. 2 years ago next month, to be exact. I was flying down to Southern California to visit my son in Huntington Beach. And when I went down for that weekend, I was staying in a hotel. And of course, anybody that knows me knows that I love to move. Move today, 365. That's what I'm all about. But I love to move. And then that Saturday morning, I got up early. I went downstairs to where the hotel offers free bikes. I grabbed one of the bikes and I went out the front doors. I went across Pacific Coast Highway over to the beach. And if you know Huntington Beach, the beaches run for miles and they're extremely wide as well. So I got on this path that's about two cars wide. And you got to realize on this path, people are moving on this path all throughout the day and through the night. People are rollerblading, roller skating, skateboarding, running, walking, biking, you name it, whatever form of exercise that you could get on this path, you do. So I continued on this path, and it wasn't long after that that I came upon this black mat. These black mats are permanent, and they are made for people to walk out on towards, you know, the water. You can ride your bike, you can, you know, carry your belongings, you can pull a stroller, whatever it may be, just to help you to get closer to the edge of the water. So I rode my bike down. It was a beautiful, cool, foggy morning. And I absolutely love those mornings when they're cool. I'm out riding my bike and it's just very calm, very surreal. I get down there about 50 yards shy of the water. I'm looking out. I get off. I straddle my bike. I look to my left and there is the giant pier that jettisons out into the water. And there's surfers in the water and boogie boarders and body surfers and fishermen and people that are just down on the water, getting their feet wet, walking in the wet sand. I stood there for about 5, 6, 7 minutes. After observing all of this and taking in the quiet, peaceful morning, I got back on my bike. I turned and I was immediately met with a family of four, a mother and three children. These three children probably range in the age of 6 to 10 years of age. I noticed that each one of them had a bag in their hand. And so I rode past them. I stopped a little bit beyond them and I stopped and I turned around to see what this family was up to. I kind of had an idea, but I wasn't sure. So I stop, I look, and the mother and her three children were out on the sand on this Saturday morning at 7 a.m. picking up garbage. And I was like, you know, there are so many things that a child and a mother and a family could be doing on that Saturday morning. They could be watching family cartoons. They could be having breakfast around the table. They could be sleeping in. They could be playing hide and seek in the house. They could be doing a number of things on that Saturday morning. But that mother on that day with her three children were out doing community service, cleaning up garbage on the beach. You know, that impacted me. That really resonated with me, what she was doing. She will never know who I am and the impact that she made in my life and her children. So I got back on my bike. I continued on my path. I got my exercise. I rode for miles. I went back to the hotel. And immediately when I got back into my room, I got out the little note paper that's provided for on the desk and the pen. And I wrote down two words. Imagine if. Those two words have impacted my life over these last 2 days, 2 years. You know, because those words resonated with me, with this woman and her children, that they were willing to go out of their way, giving of their time, giving of their service, little kids, and what this mom was displaying and showing by example of what we do. You know, I go back to the early 1900s, and I go back to this young child who was born in Missouri, who spent his formative years in Marceline, Missouri. If you don't know where Marceline, Missouri, don't worry, because I had no idea as well. But if you look at it on Google Maps, it's basically in the middle of the state of Missouri. I looked at it, and then I also looked at the consensus. And this little town, which is basically the downtown, is made up of four blocks. This little town still to this day has about 2,100 residences. I was reading this biography of this boy who loved to sketch. He was an artist. He loved to trace comic strips. And in his entrepreneurial spirit, he began to sell his sketches and his artistry to friends and family and neighbors, and even to the local newspaper. This little boy named Walt grew up loving artistry. He loved to draw, and he loved to sketch, and he took his skills to Kansas City, where he attended college and worked on animation and art and drawing. Then he and his brother Roy moved to Southern California, where they started a business called Disney. This business, the Disney Studios, created animation. They created Mickey Mouse. They created comic strips. They created cartoons. They ended up buying property in Southern California in Anaheim. And as you know, they created an amazing place called Disneyland. And if you go to Marceline, or if you look up Marceline, Missouri, and you look at Main Street, USA, in downtown Disney, Walt replicated Marceline and created it on Main Street. But you know what? There is a subtitle of Disneyland that I'm pretty sure that most of you know. And it's called The Happiest Place on Earth. And you know, when I think about the happiest place on Earth, and I think about imagine if, I imagine this. Imagine if each and every one of us created the happiest place on Earth right where we live. Think about our surroundings. Think about our community. Think about our home. Think about our business. Think about what we're trying to do with relationships that we can create right here, right now, if we just imagine and put it into action, the happiest place on Earth. You know, in 2020, my father had dementia and ended up passing at the first week of March. And then a couple of weeks later, everything closed. You know, I was living life very happily. I was living by the beach. I was having a great time with life. I had a business, a landscape business. I had a personal training business for 20 years. Prior to that, I was a collegiate softball coach. So life was good, living a happy life, living near the beach. And I didn't have any worries. Have a great family, great grandkids. Life is good. But at that moment, in that instant, we all had to go indoors. Meaning, parks closed, schools closed, my training closed. I had no place to do my personal training business. This went on for quite a while. We were all trying to adjust because we're all inside. Then we were let outside. Then we had to go back inside. So there were a lot of negative feelings, but there were a lot of positive feelings, which is what I'm going to share with you. Because on that day, at that time, about 5 to 6 months into COVID, I decided to hang them up as a personal trainer and coach and just focus on my business. It was not an easy decision. It was a difficult decision, in fact, but I had to do it. It was time. So I did. I laid it down. I bought a journal some months later, and I carried this journal. And I'm not a big journal guy, but I carried this journal everywhere I went, and it stayed empty. The pages were empty. But about a year later, I was on a flight from California to New York City. And on this flight, 30,000 feet in the air, in this tube, it hit me. It hit me. And I began to write. And the first word that I wrote in that book said, move. And then I began to fill the pages up. I began to write about personal experiences. I began to write about stories. I began to write about things that I observed, things that I read. And it was all around movement. And I had no idea what this was going to entail, what this was going to evolve in. And ultimately, and it ended up evolving into 5 books. Writing 5 books to encourage families to move. But had I not made that difficult decision to give up something that I love, investing in kids' lives, investing not only in them to become better athletes, but also to become better people whenever they are not on the field. It was very difficult to give that up, but I knew that this was the right thing to do, but I didn't know. But I made that decision today so that I could change course tomorrow. And I did a year later. My life has been spent now since that time for the last 2 years encouraging kids at schools and businesses and organizations and connecting with people here that are listening here today. Imagine if. Imagine if we cared for people. Imagine if we loved people. The possibilities are endless. What is it today that you can imagine? What is it today that you could do differently and think differently? I encourage you today to imagine. You know, when you think about imagination, it's kind of a lost art. It's something that's really not put out there a whole lot. But we can all do it, and we can all do a better job, and we can do it more often. So what are you imagining today? What are you imagining in your own life? What are you imagining for your children's life? What are you imagining for your home? What are you imagining for your business? What are you imagining for your success of where you want to go? January this year, 2025, I flew to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was going there, I was all lined up to go and to speak at schools. But knowing prior days, looking at the weather, it was going to be extremely cold. Colder than I have ever witnessed. The coldest that I have ever been was in 13 degrees in Lake Tahoe. But knowing now, going into this trip, going to Pittsburgh, there was a possibility that the schools might close. I flew to Pittsburgh, hoping, praying, believing that everything was going to work out. But all of the schools closed. Some of the schools didn't want to do a Zoom, but some of the schools did. So I'm sitting, just like today, in front of my laptop at the hotel desk in my room. I have this class of junior hires of about 15 to 17. And I'm sitting there and I'm conveying to them the importance of movement, the importance of getting out and moving your bodies, how moving our bodies can impact our minds, free our minds up, get us away from depression, get us away from anxiety, move our bodies so that we feel more strong, more beautiful, more clear, more productive. So I'm sitting here in this room. I'm at the latter stages of my talk, and I opened it up for a little Q&A at the end. One of the girls, sixth grader, raised her hand, and she said, I have a question. Actually, I have a statement, something that you really challenged me with today. She said, if I can improve my life, then that means I could maybe improve the lives of others around me. I welled up with tears, kind of like what I am right now. I welled up with tears because that sixth grader, that little girl made a profound, strong statement that resonated not only with me, but with our classmates. And I wonder to this day, how many of those kids remember that statement? I know the teacher does, because he strongly came afterwards with some powerful words that said and admonished what she said and how beautifully she said it. And he said, yes, we can. If we can just work on us, then we can impact the world around us. How true is that today in the society in which we live? And I want you to imagine something here today. I want to have you think about the last time that you were on a sidewalk, you were walking past people or a person, and that person really didn't make eye contact with you. Did you turn away? Did you say hi anyway? Did you put your head down? Did you keep your earpods in? What did you do? You know, I find it interesting, as I walk past people, I always try to make contact with people, eye contact, and say good morning, good evening. You know, I don't know what they're going through, but I know where I am, in here and up here. And if I could just say good morning to somebody who might need it that day, it might make an impact in that person's life. To know that I put a smile on my face for that person. Some people still don't look at you, and that's okay. I still say hi anyway, or good morning to you. Imagine if we said hi every morning. Imagine if there was somebody in need and you helped meet that need. Imagine if someone needed a hug and you gave them a hug. Imagine if you did community service. Imagine if you woke up with a positive attitude. Imagine if. You know, we live in a world right now where obesity, we are 45% of our country is obese. We are the largest country in the world when it comes to weight, body weight. Mental depression and anxiety are at all times high. And you know, when I was writing in my journal and I was thinking about all of these things and how I could impact people, we can impact people by doing two things: moving and connection. You know, we were inside, and a lot of people have not recovered. When they talk about negativity, a lot of people have not recovered from 2020's events. We know people who have passed, people in our families, friends. I know somebody that was extremely healthy that went down. Both he and his 92-year-old father succumbed to COVID. We've all been impacted. But what are we going to do? Are we going to sit inside and we're going to rot away? Are we going to live lives that are sedentary? Are we going to stay socially disconnected from people? No. We need each other. Move. Socially connect. Don't go on a walk by yourself. Invite somebody to go with you. Maybe somebody is sitting at their home today who needs you. Imagine if we moved and we socially connected. You know, back in 1971, a singer, songwriter by the name of John Lennon put out a song called Imagine. The purpose of this song was to encourage unification, borderless walls, people coming together, no more war. Imagine all the people. If we could come together and we could be as one, we could live in harmony, if we could break down barriers. Imagine if. You know, when I said at the beginning that imagining is something that is lost, it's to its true essence. You know, a book that I recently came across was called 10 Times is Easier Than 2 Times, written by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. It's a great book, and the book challenged me in so many ways. And one of the ways that it challenged me was this. It's basically like an 80-20 principle, that you give up 80% of what you're doing and you give it to other people. You hire other people to come on board and to take on the responsibility of things that you can do, because your life is so packed, it's so full, that you're never going to grow by doing this alone. So step out in faith. Believe that you're going to have the finances. And sometimes we just got to bite the bullet. And guess what? I was in that position of biting the bullet and saying, I'm going to have to do this. If I'm going to grow, if I'm going to make a greater impact in the world today, then I need people to join me. So I hired some bodies, making calls, working on YouTube, doing some things behind the scenes, contacting schools, setting up letters, doing videos. These are things that I'm releasing to other people. And what does that do for me? That gives me more time. And the challenge in this principle that I focus on, the 20, is making sure that I make time for myself. And every couple of weeks, I get out. I get away from this place. I often go to a place just south of here, about 45 minutes, called Carmel. It's a quiet, rich, touristy little community on the water. Pebble Beach is there. It's absolutely stunning. And I gotta say that when I go there, when I disconnect, when I pause from technology, when I read, when I write, I imagine. Imagine all of the possibilities that are here today. And if there are three things that I could say to you today, is this. I want to leave you with this. Picture a better future that you can create. Imagine greater possibilities for yourself. See beyond the present. Those three things. Imagining a better future that you can create. Imagine greater possibilities. And seen beyond the present. We got this. You got this. Imagine if.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.